out right up the middle, tried to pick it up, goes up the middle. That Laker defense line says hello,
Luke
pulls him down and
right.
For enough for a turnover on downs for Bad Axe.
Number seven, Luke Braun, sophomore Luke
that
Braun.
That is a big boy
big
sophomore
boy.
Right there.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Lakers. Connor McCain under center. Wisner in the backfield. Pitches off to the right side. Number 23 with the carries at Kretschmer. Kretschmer carries it off the right tackle.
And we had that pitch to the right side. Kretschmer
tackled by
goes through
52,
the line.
Toby McPhee, and Partake in on the tackle.
Okay, he goes through the line, picks up a good 5 yards. I mean, if you're getting 3-4 yards a carry, even 5 yards a carry, your run game's doing well. That's you're doing the job.
That's what we watched the Lakers do for the last four games, you know, at least the first three that I'd seen. And they could live with that. You know, Coach Verberg, I think for Coach Verberg, a big play is icing. You keep that one in, but he's happy to pound it away,
absolutely.
Work on it. And this is some old Laker football we've seen right here. Again, hand up right up the middle. That's Wisner with the carry.
And it after seeing now Lakers on our
number
second possession.
Austin Vollbring and number 15, Micah Gordon in on the tackle for the Hatchets.
And after Wisner goes up the middle, seeing this now a second possession for Lakers, it is clear that Coach Verberg is saying, we're going to run the ball down your throat and try to stop us. Good luck.
So that's first and 10 for the Lakers on the 47-yard line, the Laker 47. So Lakers to your right, looking at your radio in the dark green uniforms. Hatchets right there lining up on the 50-yard line. Put five men on the line. Lakers carry off the left tackle. Wisner with the carry. In on the tackle, number 71 is Cody Bailey. And Jake McPhee in on the tackle for Bad Axe.
And same story. Wisner up the middle, picks up a good, 3-4 yards, and we're on second manageable now after that run.
Lakers now move the ball into Hatchet territory. Second down for the Lakers on the Bad Axe 49-yard line. Well, Steven, an idea on what the play is going to be? We're going to split a receiver. Oh, both sides. Lakers split both wide right, wide left.
We're going to have a rollout.
Yeah, it's going to be a short pass. This one's going to go to Wisner down the left sideline. And we'll pick up a Laker first down. Emmerich in on the tackle along with Affer for the Hatchets. And the Laker first down as Wisner took about a 6-yard pass, short pass. That was a nice play. As you watch the Lakers, they split receivers out far on the left side, wide on the right side, ran them down the field about 20 yards. That drew that defensive back. You just watch the quarterback, Connor McCain, dump about a 6-yard pass to Wisner, and the rest, you put the workhorse into gear and you let him go.
And with that, that might be one of McCain's only attempts this whole game tonight.
Number 20 with the carry. Logan Collison Russell with the carry. Tackle by number 44, Carson Affer for the Hatchets. And Hassan also on the tackle. We have got an injured player, Bad Axe player, in on the field.
And we have, I say, Collison Russell up the middle again. And this Laker team, they are grinding. They are grinding down the field right now.
So with 4:17 to go, we've got a player down on the field. It is going to be 2nd and 5. We're going to take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors, Stephen. And you are with WLEW 102.1 FM.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Welcome back to Laker Field, 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. Kurt Dammer along with Stephen Kaczynski bringing you the Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets here at Laker Field. And we just had a play there on a 1st and 10 for the Lakers. I believe a motion call against the Lakers, bringing it back a few.
We're looking at about a second and 10 now.
Lakers with the ball on the Bad Axe 40-yard line. McCain pitches out to the number 23 for the Lakers with the carry. That's Zach Kretschmer. Runs off the right side. So Kretschmer getting around the end. Had a few good blockers out in front. And a good to pick up about 4 or 5 yards.
Kretschmer to the right there.
McPhee and Bailey in on the tackle for the Hatchets.
Yes, that same little pitch and motion for Kretschmer there. Picks up 5, gets that false start penalty right back.
So we're seeing McPhee boys out there. Toby McPhee, number 52, Jake McPhee, and Affer out there making a lot of the tackles tonight for the Hatchets, which was expected.
Yes. Well, you see, we are seeing, you know, 3 and 4 yards, but we have not seen Bad Axe defense give up that big play yet. So they're kind of in a bend, don't break philosophy right now with this defense.
And Lakers, I mean, they've run it out on the outside a little bit, but I'll tell you what, pretty much keeping it right in between the tackles. Number 7, Connor McCain, I think that was a broken play.
Yeah.
You saw McCain turn around that one, and there was nothing there.
Yeah, that was a little miscommunication between McCain and the running back. McCain turns around, nobody's there. McCain's forced to tuck it and run. He picked up a little bit, but now we're going to have a 4th and 5 right now for the Lakers.
Austin Vollbring in on the tackle for the Hatchets. 4th down and 5 for Lakers with the ball on the Hatchet 35-yard line. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Lakers break over the ball.
I have 2 wide here for the Lakers.
Connor McCain under center. Drops back to pass, looking off to the left side. And hit. And about 5 yards deep, gets the pass off.
And goes nowhere.
Deep to number 26, Wisner, about a 5-yard pass. In on the tackle is going to be Afra. Back in on the tackle, tell you what, Afra is all over the place.
You know, like you said, you know, Carson McCain rolls out to left, finds Wisner, but that play was dead basically right, and they snapped it. But no gain. Bad Axe takes over on downs.
And you saw the Hatchets now breaking through the line. They took something out of the Laker playbook. I didn't get to see it really quickly if that somebody was blitzing up the middle, but it did look like the linebacker blitzing right up the middle came off of the right guard and was right on top of McCain as soon as he got that ball in both hands up over the right shoulder. Hatchets with the ball, 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line. Quarterback keeper with Blackstock off the left side, tackled by number 52, Colton Arvidez.
And Blackstock goes around the left side. He picks up a few, but we are seeing so far that neither team is, I mean, obviously McCain has gone to the air twice, but neither team is really trying to go to the air. They are both trying to ground and pound this ball right now so far.
Lorvita is just like running into a claw machine. That guy just wraps you up. If you go ahead, good luck, because you're only falling straight ahead. But most of the time he's going to wrap you and take you back 2 yards. Again on the staff, number 3 with the carry. That's going to be Legault for the Hatchets.
Now we have Legault on the right side. He breaks a couple tackles, picks up a few yards for Bad Axe there. Makes it more of a 3rd and manageable.
Run out of bounds by Arvidez and Schutte. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 4 for the Bad Axe Hatchets with 1:28 to go here in the first quarter.
And we are still scoreless coming to the end of the first quarter.
Can't believe
Man.
It. But you know what? Look at what we're doing. We're pounding. We're doing some ground pounding right
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Both teams are, they are sticking to the ground, both teams right now so far.
We're watching the Lakers take the snap. McCain under center, and we're watching the Bad Axe Hatchets take it out of the shotgun and pretty much run a lot of the same plays.
Yep.
Here we go, 3rd and 5. Hatchets over the ball, out of the shotgun. Quick snap and fumbled. Fumbled on the snap.
Griffin Myhold fumbles that snap. He picks up, he picks up a few more yards, and that could have been a lot worse than what it was. We have a 4th and short now for Bad Axe.
Boy, you know what? We're having a hard time holding on to that football tonight for both teams.
Absolutely.
Lakers gave up the football on a fumble, and the Hatchets are having one heck of a time. And I've seen at least 5 or 6 plays so far here already in the first quarter where the Hatchets have just had a hard time holding on.
Holding on to that ball. You're right there, Kurt.
So Bad Axe on their 43-yard line on the 4th down, 4th and 2. Hatchets will go ahead and kick it away. Kick, nice kick out of the 30-yard line. Returned by the Lakers.
Number
18 right there, Garrett Bowles, got a hand on it, but the ball went right between his hands down into the field. That could have been disastrous right there. But